Hello, everybody, and welcome in to eBible Fellowship's continuing Bible studies into the book of 1 Samuel, heard at this very same time, Monday through Friday. And we thank you for being with us wherever you are and however you're listening to us, either through eBible Fellowship's webcast audio or through Skype or perhaps through Pal Talk or even over the phone. And we pray that the Lord's blessings will be with us over the next 30 minutes or so as we now prepare to open our Bibles and introduce Chris McCann. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Bible study, eBible Fellowship's Bible study in the book of 1 Samuel. Tonight will be Bible study number 51, and we're going to begin in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 36. It's the last verse of the chapter. And it says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread." And we've been looking over the last couple of studies at God's condemnation, really, of Eli and his house. He is prophesying by sending a prophet to Eli to tell him what will take place in the days to come. And God said he would cut off Eli's arm and the arm of his father's house. And we've seen how this is going to be done, because Eli and his descendants, really, we would look at it as spiritual descendants, are trusting in an arm of flesh. They're trusting in the doctrines of men rather than in Christ, which would be the Word of God, the Bible only, and only the teachings of the Bible, and nothing added to it or taken from it. And so God has pronounced the judgment upon Eli. And this judgment ultimately has come to pass in our day, when God brought about the destruction of the New Testament churches and congregations due to their trusting in other gospels and in the doctrines of men rather than in the true doctrine of Christ. Well, then we come to verse 36, and let me read the beginning part of it again. "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread." And this verse is difficult because it's not crystal clear. It's a little vague, but we can gather that it's referring to those that are left of Eli's house. Again, his spiritually, his descendants would point to unsaved individuals within the congregations, and they are coming and crouching. The word crouch is also translated as bow down or doing obeisance or reverence. And so, again, we can gather that they are coming to Christ, who would refer back to the faithful priest in verse 35 that the Lord was going to raise up. And we've seen that faithful priest, it can only be Jesus. It cannot be anyone else. So they will come to him for and bow down for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread. Now, the only thing I could find that helps with this first part of the verse is the morsel of bread. The word morsel is also translated as piece. And if we go to Proverbs chapter 6, it says in verse 26 For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread or a morsel of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Here the Lord is placing being brought or coming to a piece of bread in a very negative light. It's by means of a whorish woman, and the whorish woman in the Bible, in Proverbs, we read about that woman. God actually spends quite a bit of time in the Proverbs discussing a woman who is an adulteress and so forth, and she represents those who are involved in other kinds of gospels that are headed up by Satan, or he was behind them, stirring them up, and his emissaries, and they are trying to ensnare individuals into their gospel and away from the true gospel. And so by means of a whorish woman, that is, if someone were to fall into that trap that Satan has set, and today every church in the world is qualified to be identified as a whorish woman, since there is no truth in any congregation anywhere in the world. And so how many people have been snared by congregations and churches all over the earth and in every nation, in every country, thinking that they're getting right with God and actually they don't realize it's the congregation of the dead and they're being brought into the depths of hell. And so this phrase, begging or bowing down to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread or a piece of bread, is not speaking well of those few descendants of Eli that remain. They're not finding truth. They're still not trusting in the Lord. They're still trusting in men. And let's go on and finish reading verse 36. And shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. Well, on one hand, this almost sounds, like a good request. It almost sounds as if they're bowing down. They seem to be humbling themselves. They want to be put into the priest's office. And to be put in the priest's office would be to do service to God, to be involved in the ministry of the gospel. And so what's wrong with this? Well, for one thing, they want to be put into the priest's office in order that they may eat their piece of bread. They have their own agenda, their own ideas behind this. And the second thing is that it is not for man to decide if he wants to be a priest. It was never for man to make this decision. God made the decision as to who would be a priest in the nation of Israel and no one else, only God. For instance, if we go back to Numbers in chapter 16, and I'll begin reading in the first three verses there, it says, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, Ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and Jehovah is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of Jehovah? Now, we need to know some things about the priesthood. We need to know that God chose Aaron and his sons, and that's how it would be throughout the history of Israel. In order to be a priest, you had to be of the tribe of Levi, as Aaron was, but you also had to be of a descendant of Aaron. You had to trace your genealogy back to him in order to be a priest. There were Levites of the tribe of Levi who were not of the family of Aaron. And so they could minister about the tabernacle. They could do other work in service to the Lord, but they could not do any work in the sanctuary, in offering up sacrifices, or with the altar. That was specifically for the priests. Now, as a result of number 16, God lays down the laws and makes the distinction very clear concerning who could be a priest and who would be a Levite, someone who would serve the priests, in Numbers 18. And I'll read a few verses. It really is helpful for us to learn these things, to get background of the many things we read as God just speaks of priests and sacrifices and Levites so often in the Bible. It says in Numbers 18, verse 1, And Jehovah said unto Aaron, Thou and thy sons and thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood. And thy brethren also, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that they may be joined unto thee, and minister unto thee. But thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep thy charge, and the charge of all the tabernacle, only they shall not come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor ye also die. And they shall be joined unto thee, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, for all the service of the tabernacle, and a stranger shall not come nigh unto you. They shall keep the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the altar, and there be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift for Jehovah, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and shall serve. I have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. There God lays out the differences, and it was only descendants, sons of Aaron, who could be priests, and it was only individuals from the tribe of Levi who would serve the tabernacle. They would do all the other work in association with the priests, and as helpers to the priests in serving the Lord. But a Levite, not of the family of Aaron, could not offer up a sacrifice, could not perform the duties of a priest. And certainly no one else of all the other tribes could do the office of a priest. No one else was qualified. Remember, in the book of 1 Samuel, later on, when Samuel says to to Saul that he needs to tarry for him 7 days, and then Samuel will come and offer the sacrifice. Well, Saul does tarry, but after Samuel does not show, Saul takes it upon himself, and he offers the sacrifice. And that was an enormous act of unfaithfulness. It was an enormous transgression against the law of God. Only a priest of the family of Aaron, of the tribe of Levi, were to be involved in the sacrificial system. And God punished Saul for offering a sacrifice, and he was of the tribe of Benjamin. And now these men, famous in the congregation, men of renown, princes, they also desire to offer sacrifice. And it's just going to end in ruin.
You've been listening to eBible Fellowship's Chris McCann with his continuing studies into the book of 1 Samuel. These studies are heard every Monday through Friday night at this very same time over Pal Talk, over Skype, over eBible Fellowship's webcast audio, or over the phone. Lord willing, we'll have another Bible study for you tomorrow night into the book of 1 Samuel. And until then, may the Lord's perfect will be done. Good night.